Well, I have good news, and I have even better news. The good news is that the depth behind Arian Foster at running back is probably as good as it's been. Ben Tate was a fantastic running back, but he was a running back. He didn't do a lot in the pass game, was not the greatest pass protector, but he was tough, and he showed that in 2013. But he's moved on to Cleveland with some guy named Johnny Manziel. They're there. Who's here? Andre Brown was brought in the offseason. Alfred Blue from LSU was drafted. Jay Prosh at fullback, drafted. These guys are going to add a different wrinkle to this offense. That's the good news. There is some depth and versatile depth behind Arian Foster. Well, here's the even better news. Arian Foster is 100%. That's why I love this segment, because we get to actually talk about a backup running back. But that running back is key, because Arian Foster's shown, when he's healthy, he's one of the best offensive weapons in the NFL.
40, 35, 30, still going, 25.
To stay healthy, he can't carry the ball. He can't get 395, 400 touches. He has to have a backup that can take some of that heat off of him. I like what I see from Andre Brown. I actually wanted the Texans to draft him in 2009 when he came out in that draft. But I like what I see out of Alfred Blue. Great hands out of the backfield, versatile, good size. He is a perfect complement in this offense. We haven't even talked about Dennis Johnson or Jonathan Grimes, two guys I know that Bill O'Brien has really liked during OTAs. The backup running back position, I don't think you carry all five, but I think this running back position is as solid and as great a shape as maybe it's ever been, especially how it fits this particular offense. The running back position, very fun to watch, and a great training camp battle in 2014.